Almost a Podcast, episode 39 with Paul and Barry.
Hi, listeners. How are you doing? Today's episode is number 39, New World Order. It's a New World Order. NWO!
Actually, it wasn't a wrestling quote. I knew you'd bring it into wrestling somehow. Although, somebody did share a picture of Vince McMahon being shaved by Trump.
Yeah, Jeff. Yeah. that's the president.
He ain't no racist. He shaved a white guy. So in honour of our American friends, well done you. We haven't had such a good laugh since Brexit, actually. We had our fun in the summer, but you've had your fun.
America, Britain was like, man, we really messed ourselves up. America was like, oh, I think we can trump that.
Here we go.
Pass me the drink, sir.
I love it. People like coming out on the street protesting, like getting really burning effigies and saying he ain't my president.
Well he is.
Exactly. You might not want it. Like, I don't want a lot of things in life, but it's going to happen.
It's unbelievable, honestly, because it came on. We were getting the news earlier hours of Wednesday morning. Anyway, I woke up for work on Wednesday and I had a 9 o'clock start, which is so I could watch a bit of news, and I was just amazed. I mean, I thought it was, he could never, like, how could he win? Like,
ta-da.
But he has. But you're like, how? You're just sitting there.
And I love the fact that they, we're going a bit communist now, but the establishment's trying to pull him back in and say, well, you know, he'll mellow his tone and he won't do this and he won't do that. But he's been elected on a platform to be a fucking nutter. So he's... But I think they voted for a nutter because they want a nutter.
Well, the thing is that I thought was crazy is that on Comedy Central recently,
I want to see these internment camps.
Six plus years ago, they did the roast of Donald Trump. You know what roast is? Where they get the person on, they take the piss out.
I saw the Shatner roast. That's about the only one I've ever seen.
But they did one for Donald Trump. And this was before this presidential race. Anyway, even then he's mentioning about being president. And he sat there, and to his credit, he took it in good spirit. You know, and some of it was pretty damn cutting.
Right.
You
know, like, could someone mention his hair?
Oh, all the time. But like, and
tremendous hair. Tremendous.
And that's the thing, is it's like he took all that. But how can you have someone like who's had that done, and then later they're the president?
Well, America's a different world, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Reagan was president.
Well, yeah, but...
Arnold Schwarzenegger would have been president if he was American.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, so, Reagan was an actor, but didn't he hold public office before he was president? Because they've been saying that Trump's the first one to ever do this. No military experience, state, like, as in...
Yeah, but Arnie was senator for...
California.
Yeah. So it would have been the same process, but Arnie couldn't do it because he's not American.
Yeah, he's Austrian.
So, and Trump just decided... I love the fact they spent, like, $550 million, the Democrats, to lose. And they go, oh, my God, that's so much money.
Yeah, I know.
But in America, it's like, meh, whatever.
Go big or go home.
There's always more. Anyway, so fair play to you, America.
Fair play?
Fair play. Well, if that's what you want, knock yourself out. I want to see enacted. I want the Mexicans building the wall. I want the internment camps. I want to see the Armageddon.
Dear. But it's just like, poor Obama. I mean, and already he's had to eat humble pie and say, we're going to, you know, a transition well to him. And it's like, the divisiveness between the two of them, how can he even say anything positive about Trump? It's just like, because
looking forward to not having to join the back of the queue.
I mean,
Britain's going to the front of the queue.
He's at dinner, like, sort of 6 months into that race or something, and he's laying it on thick against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Like, and now he's
the puppet.
If you were Trump's enemy, you would not want to be his enemy right now, because he's so thin-skinned that he will, like, take it out on them, won't he?
Like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, he would have kept the list of Trump, and he'd be like, these are all the people I'm going to screw over when I'm in charge. It's like, oh, you said I had small hands, did you? Well...
He has tremendous hands. Tremendously big hands, I've heard.
It's like, just couldn't believe it.
Anyway, so we're not going to talk too much. We've had our fun. But we had our fun in this year. 2016 is a year of political
fun. Oh, my God.
It's like, who's going to give the next kick in? It's like the Skaven are overthrowing the Masters. The horned rat's finish.
Oh, dear.
Right, so music changes. A different song again this time. I think it's slightly
didn't
better.
Did we solve the music problem?
We did. I kind of like that.
I haven't listened to it yet.
You haven't listened to the last episode?
Well, no, I haven't. I know. I should, but I haven't.
Well, the music that I quite like, that's already gone. And we've got some new, funkier music.
Right, okay.
So, anyway, we'll be experimenting for a while.
Yeah.
But most importantly, I'm not going to be begging you for money because you hear the podcast, oh, please sponsor us, you know, like...
No, it's gay.
Like, what's that thing they say? What's like, every episode you pay, I can't remember, there's a pledge thing.
What? Where,
oh, whatever. This is irrelevant.
We're not going to charge anybody. Like, yeah, ever. End of.
Yeah. No, boom. Right. So what have you been doing, Paul? Stuff.
Well.
Stuff.
Big news.
Bigger than Trump.
Bigger than Trump. Good thing we broke it before the day before. Anyway, my wife is pregnant.
Hey, yeah, why you?
I hope so.
So ginger hair is double recessive if it comes out ginger. That doesn't necessarily mean it wasn't.
Right,
you.
Anyway, my wife is pregnant. And so that means... Oh, what am I saying? You've totally thrown me.
Like, you're going to have a baby, Paul. Yeah, a little winter. Yeah.
So we had the 12-week scan on Monday and... No, Tuesday.
And it was human? It wasn't it was the human, alien from V?
Two arms, two legs. Okay,
that's a bonus. Just the one?
But then it
there wasn't like two?
No, there wasn't two. And it proved that it's not 12 week, actually it's 14 weeks. So that shunted the birth date forward very close to her brother's wedding.
Okay,
so it's like, good. Oops.
Because the first one's always 2 weeks late, so it'll just be worse.
Is that what it is?
Well,
is that what it
they
is?
Tend to be.
I don't know. So. Anyway, yeah, it's really cool. Because we've been trying for kids for over a year and it's fantastic to get that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You tell yourself that. Come back and talk to me in a year.
Need a son. Like, it wants to be a son.
Well, then you can just have one. That's it. Boom. Stick. No twisting.
What did Trump call his son? You know, like, Duke or something.
Was it not
he's called Duke.
Is he?
Like, I don't know.
Call him whatever you want, man.
But, okay, so that's kind of, like, been my
that's
world.
Big news.
That's big news. But what have I done since we last recorded? No, I haven't.
You played some games. I saw you play War Master last night.
Yeah, so that's it. That's all I've done is because I worked last weekend.
Wow.
So I after work. Last night because this is Thursday the 10th. So I got down the club and played most of a game of War Master with Phil.
Yeah, which is cool. Against Bretonian.
So again,
your cheese with Lords.
The Skaven,
they like cheese, don't they? Right.
Okay, cheese because they like cheese, not because they're cheesy.
Beardy.
Yeah.
Although they are.
So, yeah, it's good. I've managed to get a few games in now for this tournament coming up on Saturday. And I think Phil might have beaten me last night if the game had continued. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was...
Was that down to the... What do I call it? The Pilgrim Bullet? 150
yeah,
points?
Yeah. I mean, I spent probably too much time fighting his chaff, which meant nothing. But I had... It's similar in our game today. I dinged up a lot of units, but not finished them. So... And that's all... You have to finish them to count, don't you? Anyway, we didn't get to finish, so it's a moot point anyway. But it was a good game so far. Yeah, like, I enjoy playing Phil and Bretonians.
It sounds like you put up a decent effort against
Skaven. Yeah, he did.
Because the first time you play Skaven, I find it really hard.
Yeah, and I think, as I said today, I think Skaven are not the army to use as a beginner, and they're certainly not the army to face as a beginner, you know, if the person, like, has used them before, because they can get to you. Definitely.
Especially the Bell.
Yeah,
I think I've played five games now. I think I spent five games, and my first priority each game is how do I kill the Bell? And in five games, I haven't managed to get anywhere near killing the Bell. Because he's nowhere near the front.
Last game, high elf game, you were odds on to win.
No chance.
No, you didn't, but never mind.
I didn't realise I had four armour and four wounds.
Of course it is. It's well made.
It's well made. We laughed about it last time, Skaven Engineering. So I will kill the Bell one day. Yeah. I don't know what with.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll have to be something good.
Yeah.
Like cold ones or something.
Well, that's the beauty of War Masters. Like, in the game today, there's a little spoiler. Like, Barry set away right in a corner his Skinks and Pterodons because he realised they weren't going to be much use. And I do not have... Skaven aren't an army that can go chase that stuff down. And it's like... And the same with the Bell. Like, I put it in my second wave... Behind,
behind two's lot.
Yeah, and it's like it's very hard in War Master to get that.
You're not getting it. Yeah. You can't rely on flies to get it. That's not going to happen.
Yeah,
even the Bell can rip flies out of the bloody sky.
Of course it can.
Of course it can somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're up to Skaven. So that's you done.
Yeah, it's all like that's all hobby. I mean, hobby wise though, I am now totally painted my Skaven army, and I'm going to, because I'm on a roll with it, I'll finish off the extra units and then I will work on Empire next.
Okay.
And
but Alex, you've lost some. You've lost two little paws, two little scans of paws.
Yeah, off the game last night. I hope they're in Phil's car, but never mind. I can use Gutter Runners to stand in for the moment. But it's a shame.
I'm sure they'll turn up.
I might nip down the club later and see if they're on the floor. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Hunting cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, so what have I been doing? I did a 22-player draft on Monday, which was like extraordinarily busy. It's a bit too busy. I've said this before. Yeah. It's only supposed to be somewhere I can go on a Monday night and play some Magic, because there wasn't anywhere in Chelmsford. But now it's becoming like a job. 22. Oh, anyway, so it was good fun. I'm getting better at it. I won 2. So we're getting to the stage where I actually know what I'm going on about with drafting, because that's you tend to find the people who are really heavily invested in Magic are really good at drafting. As soon as new format starts and it takes chumps like 3 months like me to actually get any good.
Yeah.
So that was good. I played a game against Rodders last night.
Yeah.
So it was all right. He's got his Tournament Dark Elf list.
Yep.
Which is quite meaty.
Brigade of 4 coal ones is pretty good.
Yeah, leadership 10.
Yeah.
So, but. He won kickoff and then gave me turn one.
Oh, okay.
Because he didn't have a plan. So that allowed me to attack his 2 harpy units, which were exposed.
Yeah.
So I traded 1 unit of my pterodons for both his harpies.
The harpies are crap.
They are crap, but they still count towards break.
Yep.
And I managed to get one unit died, because you're in the middle of the lines. He's got a million shooty things.
Yep.
He turned around and shot him.
Yep.
But one unit I managed to get home intact, which is really good news. And then, my memory is so bad. I seem to remember smashing him up with my cold ones.
Okay.
And waiting for his cold ones to smash me up, but they left it too late. When they did come, it did hurt.
Yeah.
But it was already too late. He had, like, hardly anything left. He was down to 1 break by the time his cold ones got involved.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
So it was an interesting game. I think it finished maybe 10-6.
Okay.
So I lost 3. But it's weird that I've moved my break down to 9 in order to fit in a combat character.
Yeah. But I think that's a good idea.
Maybe 9-10. The biggest problem is, it's not the difference between 9 and 10. It's the problem with not losing your skinks.
Mm.
So if you can protect those 4 skinks, you've got to kill 9 units of my good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, we'll come on to that today in our game, our tale of our game today. So, did you talk to your special friend?
Special friend.
Special friend.
Matt Hart. Oh. He took time out of his busy schedule to come down and talk.
He's your special friend, that's why.
He's a friend. So, I hadn't realised quite how big Guild Ball had got, but it really has got very big.
Mm.
I know Dark Souls had done well.
Tell who's Matt Hart?
He's the co-director of Steamforge.
Yeah, I know, you've got to tell them.
Well, they know who Matt Hart is, surely. Go to SteamCon and meet him. So, I knew that Dark Souls had done well.
Yeah.
But I hadn't realised how big Guild Ball was. I know it's big in our scene, but it's apparently quite big everywhere.
Yeah.
Much bigger than I expected.
That's good.
Because he's only like 2 years into the process.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
So it's like an amazing, amazing thing he's done. An amazing, and he took some time out of his busy schedule to come down and give me some hints on how to move from Kickstarter to retail, which is good.
Yeah, and is that the intention, Barry?
Of course. I ain't going to make any money from the Kickstarter, so hopefully... One brilliant thing that Matt pointed me towards and then really explained how you do it is basically, if I want to do the Mammoth Riders in the new year, I can put everything I own, like product-wise, as add-ons. So you could say, like, I would need 500 to do the Mammoth Riders.
Yeah.
But I can have, as add-on pledges, all the other stuff that's already produced, like Cannoneers, Armoured Warriors, whatever.
Of course you would, yeah.
So the Kickstarter, even though it has to be for our new product, you can put all your back catalogue in there.
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and then you give people options, don't you?
If
you're giving customers options, then you're doing a good service.
Anybody that missed the Kickstarter can kind of maybe pick some up there.
So or if they get your stuff and they like it, they can then add on to it, can't they?
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to 2017 being the year of me playing ogres for a year, fully painted.
Bloody hell!
All year long, and because they need some feedback. There's a Specialist Games forum. There's a thread talking about ogres, and this is it's not a concern. It's just like it's a reality.
Yeah.
The problem is that all this stuff's been stuck in a beta now for how long's that? Like 6 years, 7 years. When was the trial list done? 2006?
Nine.
Okay, so it's like 7 years. But there isn't anywhere near the amount and quantity and quality of playtesting being done to push the rules forward.
Yeah.
So it's like, ogres need work. What do we do to change them? I don't know. We'll playtest. But nobody's playtesting them.
Yeah.
And if they do, it's just like, I've played a game with ogres. I don't like them. I played a game with ogres. These seem good.
It's all very subjective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you need to say, what is it ogres are supposed to do? Mm-hmm. What is it they actually do? Let's try and make it work. There were lots of things in this game that need just the tiniest bit of adjustment.
Yeah.
The game's like 95% brilliant.
Yeah.
But there's 5%, as we're going to talk about with Evolution.
That's what we're going to talk about. Yeah.
And that is the best news I've had this year.
What?
The War Master Revolution.
Really?
Absolutely. Because the game's either going to evolve or die.
Yeah.
And it's spent the last 6 years, 7 years dying.
Mm.
There's been a resurgence when fantasy died and people said, I need to play something. What am I going to play this fantasy based? Mm-hmm. And people like us jumped in.
Yeah.
But that will gradually tail off.
Yeah.
So the system's not moved forward because it's stuck in time and something needs to move it forward.
Yeah.
And hopefully this and maybe some of the things we do will do it.
So, I mean, maybe we are part of that as well. You never know.
I don't want to blow my own trumpet. So,
Trump! It's going to be great. We're the best podcast out there. You know, it's like podcasting is what
tremendous
I do.
Podcast.
Tremendous. It's going to be great.
Fantastic. Chaos sponsorship. We say it every week. They are good. If you need stuff to carry stuff, Chaos your stuff. Blackgate. We've done lots of Blackgate. The only thing that feels weird about Blackgate at the update is that I don't really have a lot to say. The money's not arrived.
Yeah.
So the money will arrive when Kickstarter give me the money. When I get the money, the sculptor's working on. When I get something to post
up. When are you meant to get the money from Kickstarter?
I think it takes a couple of weeks after close.
So there you go. Yeah.
And then
that's your update.
The sculptor, he's going to sculpt as soon as he's free to sculpt, and then job done. And I'm going to try and do the Mammoth Riders in the new year.
So, and what was your date of delivery?
It was like April or something. April. It's better to under-promise over-deliver.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Hopefully, I get them done, I get them out quicker. Worst case scenario, that's what we're
going to do. Well, when it comes to it, if you need a hand, I can do what he asks
me. Before the kid comes. And then you ain't got no time.
Then I've got no time. Well,
the interesting thing is how you rationalise your hobby time.
Right.
It's like, now at the moment, Hannah's at work, you've got infinite hobby time.
Yeah.
Your time is your time. Apart from when you're working, it's your time.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Right, so game today. Skaven against Lizardmen.
Yes, so, okay.
We're running through this because we want to talk about War Master Revolution.
Yes, background to this game. So the tournament, Triwizard Tournament, is on Saturday. I'm very happy with my Skaven list.
You should be.
Yep.
It's filth.
It isn't what I would run at a Winter Roller event, but I am very happy with it. And
I have to happily run that list.
No, I would have another. I don't know. Anyway, but there's not much changed.
You've got three chances each turn at that Death Frenzy spell.
Yeah,
that really changes combat math massively. Mm.
It's a good spell.
Instead of your little dude throwing 12 attacks.
Yeah.
Then I'm throwing 20 attacks.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, but that's the difference between having played Skaven and not, is that a person who hasn't played Skaven often would like, I don't think I want to attack because the odds aren't in my favour.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, always attack, because you might get this spell off, and if you do something, as long as you kill a stand, you've done something. You know, that's attrition.
So cheap. Yeah. That's so cheap. It's just, Paul was bad-mouthing Storm Vermin. He's like, oh, these are crap. So expensive. And that's like 55 points.
Yeah.
Why are you still 55 points?
Because it's not very good.
It is. It's as good as my High Elf Spearman.
Yeah, but your High Elves are Command 10.
All right, it's as good as my something else for this 3-3-5.
Beastman, yeah.
It's as good as my Beastman.
Okay, fair enough.
It's as good as my Marauder.
Anyway, right, to this game.
Yeah.
So
he keeps passing up. He knows what's the Eye of Mordor, Eye of Sauron, focuses on this list. It's going to be like, So... The only thing, I'll be honest, I like to be upfront. The only thing that's getting on my wick is the fact that you can't lose the Screaming Bell's influence. So I've got a similar leadership role, right?
Yeah.
So we've got 20 centimetre leadership.
Yeah.
So I have a discount on my troops for that.
Yeah.
And I can make them leadership 9.
Yeah.
But I've got to be within 20 centimetres of my general. You've got to be within 30 centimetres.
Yeah.
I've got to be 20.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm slightly more restricted than you.
Yeah.
And if I ever fail then not only does it go, it makes the rest of my turn just a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because I lose command on all my characters. Okay. Whereas you fail, it just, next character.
Yeah,
oh, well,
yeah, but it's
character.
Sound, isn't it, Barry? You can't, it's just a bell. just like, oh, what's that ding? Oh, I love that ding.
So I think the only thing I'd like to see is that element toned down. So there's a risk reward. So you can use the bell's influence,
right.
But if it goes wrong, then you lose it for the turn. In a similar way that other things work. Okay. Like the Idol of Gore.
Does that mean it would work on the Gracie?
Who's the, no, not the 10. We've been down that gap. No. So just because I think that sometimes it's a bit overbearing. Like being able to go 9-7 into the flank is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's almost high elf good. But you can do that with any character, and if that character fails, it don't matter, get another unit, 9-7 in the flank.
That's strength of the game. They've got to have some strength.
They've got a few strengths. Anyway, so what happened in the game, Paul?
So I'm using Skaven, Barry uses Lizardmen, because Barry's decided to drop the High Elves and use Lizardmen at the tournament right now. Or at least he has today.
The reason being that I don't tend to lose big with Lizardmen.
Yeah.
Because they're quite hard to put down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you play nice and compact?
Yeah, so both of us go at each other.
I got really gung-ho, like ridiculously.
No, it's good, but I think it's what you need to do. Barry's got 8 units of Saurus, and Saurus are quality infantry. They're going to... Yeah, that's how you beat Skaven, is quality infantry.
They're as good when you charge them as you charge it, generally.
Exactly. And Barry's put in one corner his 4 units of Skinks, and he's barely going to use the Pterodons because he realises, like, because he's a good player, that these 2 things have no place in the game against Skaven. Because
apart from mopping up at the end.
Apart from mopping up. The Pterodons, because I can chase them because I'm Skaven, and the Skinks just because they're awful. he doesn't want to give. And he'd much rather I have to fight Saurus and Cold One Knights to get break points than Skinks. Well done. Also, he can see that Skaven has a disadvantage to them. They cannot go off and hunt down that brigade because I don't have the command. I cannot... The best my army really can move is 40 centimetres a turn, roughly, from one order to the... So the character's in front, one order to the character, one order on. They can't move further because they're out of command then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can move from behind the character. You could do 3 orders.
You could do
60.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, but that's... Your character's placement is really key. Basically the game is I've got to fight 8 Saurus warriors and 4 Cold One Knights. That's what I'm going to fight. And in that, he's got his magic as well, and he's got a terror-causing T-Rex character. And it goes against my whole army. And, Barry does come out on top. It was really... The game looked lovely because both armies were painted, everything's done. A lot of scrapping was done over a central wood. For the first time ever, I think.
The Gore Runners came
up. The Gore Runners tamed up. That was great.
And then died.
Well, yeah, but they were there. You know, like...
I'd have maybe not put them on the edge.
Maybe, but they were there. This wood would have been filled with bodies by the end of the game. My God.
There were a lot of dead in that
wood. But, and the Saurus, charged in and did quite a lot of work, but I was attritioning them down. Basically, the game, Barry broke my army, and he still had 6 units left, but I had dinged up almost every unit.
Definitely.
So, VP-wise, it might have been... I don't know what the VP score might have been, because... I
didn't kill any good stuff.
No, you didn't kill any good stuff, and I damaged a lot of expensive stuff of yours, so that would have been quite interesting.
I've said this before, though, that I could quite easily not break you and lose on VPs, even though I'm miles ahead on the board.
Yeah, but just because I've got... your stuff's more expensive and I'm damaging it.
Yeah.
The game was really good, and I was... Yeah, I was going into... It'd be interesting if we end up getting drawn against each other in the tournament, definitely. It'll be...
Well, I wouldn't fancy my chances with High Elves, I've got to be honest.
No.
The Eagles don't do enough. Mm. The Reavers can't do shit.
The build, the High Elf build that you would take to play other things is not the High Elf build you would take to play Skaven.
Yeah, it's like when you play Tomb Kings, but worse in a way, because there's even more of this stuff, and it's better quality.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, we both got our grudges to play through on the first round. The second round is random, and then the third round is Swiss, we might end up playing each other. Who knows?
So with the High Elves, basically I relied on the Silver Helms overperforming, which they did. Mm. They did a reasonable amount of work. Mm-hmm. But once they were dented, what have I got left?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing. No. Just some spearmen.
Their combat their effectiveness drops massively when they start losing a stand. You know, and that's the thing, again, the experienced Skaven player, I guess I am now, is that I don't mind trading a unit for a stand of heavy cavalry.
No, that's
happy with that.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, and I'll eventually win on top.
Because you'll go in the flank on a 9-7. Yeah. And then it doesn't matter what kind of cavalry you are, when you're getting 12 attacks in the flank, and you can chase, you're going to lose that cavalry.
Exactly. So it's good for me. Anyway, short story is, Barry won this thing, so we're one apiece for Triwizard tournament games, but Barry's pretty sold on the Lizardman now.
I am.
We will wait and see what happens on the event.
I'd like to win two. I think it's
so would I. So I think, would I.
As long as I win two, then I'm not too sold.
I just hope that, more importantly, I hope that I finish my games.
That's not going to happen.
But I hope I do. Or I hope that a not unfair result happens because we had to finish the game early, if you follow. Like, if I was going to lose a game and I lost because the round finished, I was like, I would have lost that anyway. And vice versa, if I won it.
It's interesting to see if you fight another Horde army how it goes, because it might be quite difficult to get a result.
Yeah, it might do. We'll see. I mean,
you're just nipping at each other.
Yeah, because
there are a lot of Horde armies around.
I know, but I will not play slow. That is not. That's not me.
It's interesting. So, as you say, if you come against your nemesis, some kind of really heavy hitting ogres or
Chaos Warriors.
God forbid them. Mm-hmm. So smash. Mm. So expectations, we're hoping to get two wins.
Yeah.
If you get more than two wins, you've won anyway.
I won't be. Because this tournament is not using our Winter Roller, more developed tournament pack, what am I saying? I'm going for the fun of it. I want to compete. I'd love to win it. Of course I would. But, I grudged Steve because I knew that would be a good game.
Your hardest match.
Oh, yeah. No, but I don't mind because I wanted to play him.
Dwarfs, man.
Yeah, if I was being more gamey, I wouldn't have grudged probably my hardest match. Probably the hardest game
I could
play.
See how much work those cannons can do on the way in. It's like, boom!
But to be the man, you've got to beat the man. I will. Yeah, if nothing else, I'll love that first game round because I'm taking a table. It's dwarf themed as well. It'll look fantastic. I've seen Steve's army. He's put it on. It looks great. My army looks good. It'll be great.
Good. And we'll do some. So next week's podcast hopefully will be the roving reporting of between rounds. And
speaking about logistics for that, Barry, I'll drive us.
Okay.
I'll take you, Phil, as well. I'll pick up.
So we've got the podcast guest for the whole event.
I'll pick up Phil and you from your houses, and if we finish and we're hungry, we'll probably do dinner in Saffron Walden.
That's a good idea. That's
why I'm going to pick up Phil from his house so we can have a beer.
Yeah, and he won't be able to run off home.
Yeah,
So we'll go out for curry. Excellent. Yeah. All right, good. So we talked about the Triwears, and now we're talking about Warmaster Revolution. So what happened, Paul? We talked a little bit about it last week.
Right, I mean, you have to get this right. It's the Czech.
Not Czech as the vacuum.
Yeah, no. That's,
I'm still stuck in the 80s.
Yeah, I know, you are, but but you're quite right, it's Czech.
Mm. Czech.
This is the big news of the day, is that the Czech Warmaster community, which I'm guessing must be quite active, has taken Warmaster and done their own version of a, almost Mark II, you could say.
Well, it's taken from the French Evolution.
Yes, and I will go.
Which is only available in French.
Yeah, damn French. So I'm going to read their words here because this is public knowledge. This is information they've put out that anybody could see. So, Warmaster Revolution is a project supported by the Czech Warmaster community. It aims to implement Warmaster Ancient Rules into Warmaster Fantasy. Main motivation for this project is the fact stated by Rick Priestley. himself, that Warmaster Ancients is in fact second edition of Warmaster that was firstly released for the historical environment. Unfortunately, us who love the old world, hallowed be its name, the version of fantasy setting has never come to light. The fact motivated us to check Warmaster Ancient Rules to see how would have the second edition Warmaster edition looked like. Though Warmaster is a very well-worked rule system, it is obvious that Warmaster Ancients is simply an advanced version, especially regarding combat. Apart from introduction of skirmishers and light cavalry, which was not planned for Warmaster, setting due to miniatures, also confirmed by Rick Priestley, It clears all the blind spots that occurs in War Master. The main differences are the limitations of number of orders, number of combat rounds, and introduction of new infantry support rules, which make infantry, unlike in War Master, adequate tactical force. For these changes, the supremacy of cavalry over infantry is gone, and of course the events lead to less random, not mentioning, bunch of minor rules adjustments making situations clearer. Our community is not the first to discover the advantage of Warmaster Ancients over Warmaster. The French community rewrote Warmaster Ancient rules for fantasy setting and named it Warmaster Evolution. Unfortunately for us, they did it in French. And none of us can speak or read French. We decided to make our own version written in glorious English, Queen's English, so everyone can check it. And
that's American.
Where the name Warmaster Revolution comes from. However, we didn't opt to do a complete rewrite as French guys did, because lots of rules in Warmaster Ancients are still the same in Warmaster. We implemented the changed parts, mostly combat, into Warmaster rules, preserving the original structure, which is slightly different in Warmaster Ancients. Complied texts are in the original version changed were only absolutely necessary to fit into Warmaster Ancient environment.
Okay.
So, that's the premise. That's the chapter heading.
Yeah.
And this is the.
So there's a rule book, and they've said they've overtyped where it's changed. So it's like
it's very clear. It's very clear as well. Yeah.
And you can download it as a PDF.
So you could download this for free, print it off. It'll look exactly like the Warmaster rule book, but its contents will be changed, which is nice.
Good.
What are
the changes, Paul?
What has overtaken from Warmaster Ancients? The combat phase. A maximum of 3 orders in it to a unit in a row. So let's talk about each one as they come up.
Okay, there aren't many times you'll do more than 3 orders anyway.
Really? No.
Dwarfs throwing a toss-away order, like the Dwarf King.
Yeah.
Dude on a... on some miles away silver helm. It's not going to happen very often.
No. Movement. Drive back. Units driven back move as one block without rearranging stands. Which is, which is how we're playing it anyway in the, at the moment anyway. So it isn't driven, but Okay, so combat phase. Well, whole combat phase was overtaken for Warmaster Ancients. Charging uses the zones. So that's exactly how we play it right now. The
arcs.
Sequence of combat. Maximum of 2 rounds of combat. If the enemy is wiped out, the unit can advance. In the first round, it goes 20. Other rounds, it's 10. That's the key thing, is that... if the enemy is not wiped, victorious unit can fall back to carry on fighting in the enemy's next turn, with all bonuses and wounds being carried over from the previous turn. So the combat doesn't finish, it just stops there for the next round, if you follow. So my unit charges Barry's unit, fights 2 rounds of combat, ends there that turn, and they stay locked.
So in your turn, you don't get a chance to do anything with them, they're still fighting?
Yeah.
Okay, but you can bring in support and attack and stuff.
It allows you to react, doesn't it, to a fight.
Different to... most of the rule systems, because they tend to kind of push you apart, or they'll have some kind of...
So it's not saying 2 rounds of combat and that's it. You've got to artificially break away. It's just you don't fight anymore in that turn.
And you carry over the wounds into the future turns.
So you would, I guess you would, tracking it, you'd be like, you would track the damage on the units, like that one's carrying a wound, and wait until the combat phase it continues.
Okay. That's interesting, because one of the things that... when I started playing, kind of, I found strange. It was like sweeping away of wounds at the end of phases.
Yeah. And this would stop that in combat, close combat.
Yeah.
It would still happen in shooting, but shooting's meant to be less potent than close combat.
Yeah, fine. Let's run with that. I like it.
Yeah. Attacks. All stands must fight to their front edge.
We do it anyway.
We do that. And they always have at least one attack.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
Even stuff that has no attacks.
Well, it can't have an attack. Well, I don't know then, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Fair one. There's very little things. The screaming bell has no attack. But yeah.
So does that get an attack now?
I don't know. I guess. No. Oh, but anyway, okay, well, I'm not sure. Anyway.
So maybe it says you can't reduce it to less than 1.
Yeah, to less than 1.
Yeah.
I mean, these are abbreviations.
Yeah, okay.
So support. Supporting units are part of combat and can pursue when infantry charging on initiative charges the unit. You can take one unit with it to get support. Exactly the same as we did.
No, that's different. Because it does... maybe it does in the rules, but it doesn't talk about the 3-centimetre thing.
Oh, right, yeah. But, so we would have to look at this.
Because our house rules, you can't go more than 3 centimetres. Yeah. They're saying you can always take it with you.
Can pursue when... well, this is the abbreviated...
right, yeah,
but supporting is more important. Because we're comparing it to Warmaster, like, straight out of it. We can't compare it into what we use, is our errata, because...
didn't you used to count support after you removed casualties?
Yes, you did.
Which was just horrific.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, even Skaven couldn't stand up to cavalry.
Exactly. So fallback, unit can only fall back outside of its line of sight area. which I'm not sure what they mean by that, as in terms of...
Yeah. Fallback. Unit can only fallback outside.
It's this front 180. It would be clearer in the...
No, this is the front 180.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've said that. You can't go forward of the line of combat.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, what was encouraging is that all our errata stuff is in here.
Yeah.
Okay? There are some rules in War Master Ancients that are obviously not suitable for fantasy environments, so we decided to leave them out. The minus one command penalty for enemy in flank or rear zones... to get the enemy's flank or rear in War Master Ancients is really, really hard.
Yeah.
In War Master, with flying units, it's easy.
Well, it's very easy. It's one order.
Mm-hmm. Maximum of 60 centimetres visibility. There's some things in War Master that can shoot further than that, and that's not fair. What's the full...
So range 60 and will therefore climb. Okay.
Prevent flyers from charge 100. So that was what it would do.
Mm-hmm.
There are also some rules in War Master we thought that should stay and are not included in War Master Ancients. So, bursting through friendly units. In War Master Ancients, no rank and file units can move through other friendly units under any circumstances. This ability was assigned to skirmish units. However, there are no skirmish units in War Master.
Mm-hmm.
And so we felt the option to move through friendly units during evade should remain.
But you confuse all of them.
You can potentially confuse.
No, you do confuse. Yeah, so for bursting through, you confuse.
Line of sight for shooters. We liked that straightforwardness of War Master line of sight system and didn't feel it needed any changes there.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Then they've also got their optional rules, which I've printed off, and which is us for chat about as well. Oh, is that in the other room? I can bring it up here.
So I'll just talk for a second about I'm not sure I like the War Master line of sight rules. I think I prefer the War Master Ancient line of sight rules in that you have four distinct arcs.
Yeah.
And you can only shoot in that forward 90 degree arc.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the moment you've got like 180. And even if you charge them in the flank, the chances are you're still going to get shot.
Yeah.
Which feels weird. I'm charging you in the flank and yet you're still shooting with all your stands. Because one of my stand is in your front when it touches.
Yeah.
So, anyway. And also in War Master Ancient.
Yeah.
The whole of the stand has to be able to see, so you can't do any silly... what did I do? Like a steps formation.
Yeah, don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
So I think I'd prefer those two changes as well.
So they're optional rules, which are on page 82 of their rule book, and these are ones that you would choose to include or not. Moving after a failed command. A unit brigade that fails to receive its first order in the command phase, if they failed the order, can move at half pace without changing formation or charging. Flyers can only move 10 centimetres.
And
I like that, because what it allows you to do is, say you've got a unit, enemies moved something into your flank.
Which you did, try to several times, Mr.
You try to order them to, like, turn to face that enemy.
Yeah.
They fail that order, at least they can turn.
Yeah, at least they take it in the front, like a man.
Which I like. First order, all commanders have +1 bonus to their leadership value for the first command of the first turn. Represents better state of organisation and communication.
So the first command issued by any or just one?
Yes. All commanders have a +1 bonus to their leadership value for the first command of the first turn. Their first order is +1.
On the first turn?
On the first turn.
For each of them?
For both me and... Yeah, for every character.
For each command. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But only the first turn?
Yeah. Well, by commanders, I guess it means characters.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. Moving on roads.
Because sometimes you get a game where you literally do nothing first turn. It feels so weird.
Yeah, which is strange, isn't it? Yeah. And I don't mind that. That's okay. Because it's a bonus that will apply to both of you.
Yeah.
Moving on roads. If you start and end on a road, you get +1 bonus for the next command roll. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Units in column formation that start and end its move on a road and didn't leave it get +1 command.
Okay, I think we played it more speed, isn't it?
You can play it more speed, but command is not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think I prefer that.
Broken ground, which is the same as we use it. Broken ground, you don't get charged. You don't count as defended, you don't get charge bonuses.
Yes.
Charging flyers. Flyers can move up to 100, but can charge only 60.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
Partially defended units. This is the same rule that we use right now. When unit is charged by an enemy to speed thing up, so the whole target unit counts as defended. However, the charger still gets his charging bonus.
Yeah.
Flank and rear charges. Cavalry, chariots and flyers can be pursued for one round of combat when charged in the flank or rear by units that are normally not allowed to pursue them.
That's a big one.
Mm. Flank or rear.
It's a big one.
It's a big one, isn't it?
That is a big one.
And then it has a note on aesthetics on roads, bridges and lanes, because obviously War Master represents hundreds of guys and roads don't look correct when they're to scale of what they would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think what we need to do, if that's the full list, is we just need to start playing this after the
Tyres. Yeah, what's going to happen, listeners, is that we're going to play this event on Saturday. Once that's done, we're going to start playing. We're going to try some games using War Master Revolution, and we will also put them into our, using tournament games for our tournament pack as well.
Okay, yeah. Maybe just do the first one as a regular pitch battle.
Well, we can say that we rolled that. Yeah, that is it. Like,
we rolled a one.
The magic of, like, you know, rat chance meant it was a battle line. Anyway, but yeah, we're going to try this. To me, it seems like, yeah, fine, agree. It puts it in a nice format, the things we do anyway. But the two big differences are the two rounds of combat rule and the moving a brigade half speed if you fail an order.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah.
And I think it's important, as nice as it would be to kind of say, I like this, but I prefer this, you know, I prefer flyers to move 100, whatever. It's probably more sensible to just take it en masse. It's either accept the whole thing or not. Unless it's house rules, we can't start saying, oh, we're...
Yeah, exactly. The recent ones I just read out, which the optional rules are themselves optional.
So is that the 100 centimetre flyers?
Yeah, and I would say that if you're going to use the optional rules, you use them all.
I don't know.
Well, but that's for us to decide.
Okay, yeah. But we definitely nothing apart from optional. Everything that's not optional, you need to either accept or not accept.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the deal, isn't it?
That's the deal. Otherwise, you're messing around. Yeah. One thing I will say is that they've attached an army list book. I'm not sure I agree with all the choices there.
No, exactly. So they don't have an army list book. And they have a bit of fluff about it. And and they go, medium battle is 2,000 points aside, etc., which is fair enough.
Yep.
And they clarify what it means by an elite unit, which is one unit
per army,
2,000 points.
Basically.
Yeah. And then they go through, and the armies they've got in here are the standard ones, you know, like from the originals. Skaven are in there, Bretonians, you know. What they don't have is Nippon or Cathay.
Which are the only two fan ones that I think we've allowed in.
They do have Araby. Because they're in there, and Dogs of War, Ogre Kingdoms, etc. Now, but the thing is we're looking at the army books anyway. So what I would say we do is that we print this off without the army lists in there, because they don't need to be, because we've decided our army lists anyway for the next season, and that's what I mean. What's important about this War Master Revolution is the rule set, not the army lists. Okay. That's just something they've put there.
So those lovely rule books you've printed, you need to get rid of them pretty sharply. So.
Well,
before they become obsolete.
Yeah, sadly. But who knew this was going to turn up?
Nobody knew.
Yeah.
So maybe I could sort something out printing-wise.
Yeah.
Not to charge money for, just to give out at tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And we could put in our own army list.
But that is, I mean, we have to... So, dates of time, we have the... Our event we're running is in January 14th, isn't it?
Yeah.
We won't be using this Revolution packet for that, because it's too... Well, I don't think we are we? Because it's too...
I don't think so. I think
it's too close to time.
But we're almost pushing... It's going to be quite difficult to playtest the scenarios enough by January.
Yeah.
Because you're already introducing an army set of army lists.
Yeah, exactly. So that's fine, because, I mean, that's... It's no problem. It's like,
we're still not up there, is it?
God.
The Ego Roller. Ego Roller Beta.
Yeah.
Because, the War Machine Mark III fiasco, it needs to get out there so people can try and break it and say...
I know. All right. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know...
So the army lists are changing in January. Maybe that's enough.
Yeah.
For January. Maybe you put out the Winter Roller, but we don't use it in January. Scenarios.
Oh no, that's happening.
Well, you need to put a man.
Well, I'm going to, all right.
That's like Groundhog Day.
Jesus Christ! I gave you
18 units of clanrest.
I gave you a date that I would have this done by, and I have not broken that date.
Right? Okay, fine. New World Order.
It's not going to be that much to read, is it? Jesus.
It's not about reading. It's about trying to break it. I still don't think that... I think the centre objective might need to go in terrain on the five objective ones.
Well, we'll see.
Otherwise, cavalry just ruin that objective.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, it's like that is the thing to try, isn't it? We can play a game with it in scenery, see if that... what we think.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah.
Might slow the game down a lot, though.
But. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like this this whole maximum two rounds of combat a turn might slow the game down too much, mightn't it?
I don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
No, because the combat still goes on.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just in the other person's turn.
Yeah.
So it might drag more and more stuff into the combat. It might be like a black hole. And stuff all gets sucked into this combat.
Which is, to be honest, my knowledge of like ancient battles, that is what tends to happen, isn't it?
More and more stuff just gets sucked in.
Yeah, yeah. Like the fighting's still going and more gets involved in on it.
Oh, I can feel the need to play Tomb King raising crap around all this big mall in the middle.
It just doesn't matter. Just more.
More stuff.
But anyway, yeah. So what are we on for time for this? Okay, we're
45
doing
minutes.
So this is what we're going to do. All right? Enough. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play in this event on Saturday.
That's true.
After
Saturday, get 2 wins minimum.
Yeah, after Saturday, we'll do some games using this Revolution set.
Yeah.
And put them into our scenario packet as well. The event that we run in January will use the scenario pack, because that's what it's going to do. But it probably won't have the Revolution set, because we
won't. No, it's way too near
for that. Yeah, way too near for that.
Jesus, there's a new army list coming out. There's the army list.
Well,
the scenarios.
It's not new. It's just we've cut away the ones we don't like. Okay. It's not new, is it? It's it's an abridged version. Yeah? That's all it is. We've not changed any army list. Yeah, we just
2018.
We just drop kicked out of the ring like the shite ones.
Most of the shite ones.
Yeah. Okay? So that's, you know, that's not a big pill. That's not difficult to understand for players, because they're like, I can't think of any player who has an army right now that we've not allowing to use.
No.
Yeah? So that's really not a big deal. But we do need... I like that this evolution is so well presented, as in how they've really done their work and made a really nice-looking product. And, yeah, I'm willing to take it on and hopefully... we'll use that. And in return, if somebody in the Czech community listens to this, like, well, we can help them out if they want us to, or promote it, etc.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
to be fair, what they put in the army list, I'm not overly unhappy with.
No, even
more. The only unhappy thing is that I've collected Nippon. What do I use? My Nippon in. But,
yeah, but it, I mean...
Well, I'm not saying Nippon don't need changing anyway. There's some stuff in that list that's just horse shit.
Right, okay, yeah, but...
which is probably why they've ignored them.
Yeah.
And Cathay.
Yeah. But it's, as I say, like, so it's encouraging times, because that would be really nice. I mean, basically, this has come out of nowhere and could have, is theoretically, saved us loads of work.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well done, Czech community.
Yeah. Well done, kind of tip nods to French community first, isn't it?
Yeah, well done, everyone.
Yeah.
Well done, team.
Well done, team. Team Global.
So, yeah, I think of the army list, if we could just talk about that for a second. The only thing that we've got different is I think they've put Tournament High Elves, which I've said you can... There's definitely a case to use Tournament High Elves. Yeah. The problem is it just leaves Dark Elves miles ahead.
Yeah.
Because Dark Elves are just like quality as it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, that is... I mean, the army list, etc., that is for us to look at. Like, what we've said we're putting out there for the 2017 season, which will be a part of the Winter Roller packet, because it will list the armies that you can use. That's what we're using for that year. We've never said that, oh, we won't ever change it again, or put some things more in favour. I mean, I agree with you. There are, you know...
But they've done a really good job.
Yeah, fantastic job. Yeah, and it's encouraging that to hear that both Jim and Alex are quite, like, positive about it as well, which is great.
Just sometimes you've got to put your ego aside and push the game forward.
Yeah.
And that's amazing that stuff's starting to happen. And a game that's been dead for a long time, stuff's starting to happen.
What's dead may never die.
What's dead may never die. Like, yeah. So let's make it live. Mm-hmm. And hopefully...
I mean, right here we have our list of armies anyway, like right in front of us. But yeah, exactly. And I do think, to me, let's say looking at this, I do really like the whole, at least you get a half move out of a failed
That's
order.
Massive.
That's a massive thing.
Massive. Because nothing feels worse in a game than you being positioned, so the stuff in your arse or flank, and then you failing your order and you just have to wait there for a turn.
Yeah, and you lose another 2 units.
Yeah, like, and it's like,
And so I really like that, because then, and that is the, I mean, at the moment it's just like, okay, the situation's happened, I can see the problem, I rolled the dice, I failed it, nothing to be done about it. You know, like, you just, you know, like, shrug your shoulders and like, but at least this way you'll be like, ah, I mean, because you'd even try orders that are really unlikely to happen, but at least you get a half move out of them all the time.
It would help orcs out. At least we're going forward, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
At least we're going forward. This was a choice to order, fail, move forward.
Move forward. Move forward 10.
We were talking about unit, not brigade, aren't we?
Brigade, yeah.
Brigade?
Yeah.
Half speed for orcs is like twice as fast as they normally go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Normally there's no speed.
At least they're going forward. At least, and that's the thing, and that won't matter. You get to make that move in scenery, like the busted units. Oh, I've got one stand left in scenery. Tries the order. Oh, it needed a 3 to work. Failed. At least it gets a move.
Yeah,
half speed. Move.
Yeah. Quality. Try it. Do it.
I really like it. I mean, that's a really good thing.
So we've got one more game of Warmaster Real, and then we're on to Warmaster Revolution. It's not we say Evolution, not Revolution. This is good. This is Revolution, not Evolution.
Well, they even mention Evolution.
I know, but normally you talk about Evolution, not Revolution. This is the other way around. We're going to set fire to the rule books. Play these new ones. Revolution!
Oh, dear.
Well, there's a revolution in America, so it's a big circle.
I mean,
back to Trump.
It is...
Revolution!
It is encouraging that, because Rick Priestley, has said that was his intention. So fantastic. It's, I mean, and also, what it would allow us to do is then, if we're using this set that is being used by somebody else as well, internationally, well, then there's, like, if you ever had the opportunity to play there or vice versa. Like, this tournament that's coming up in January in Hamburg, like, it would be interesting to go play in it, but it doesn't use all of our errata. It uses some of them, but not all of us. And I know, if I was playing in it, I know that I'd just take advantage of the loopholes that it's not covering.
Yeah, that's why you need one ring to rule them all.
Well, exactly.
This is the ring.
So that event in Germany, like, okay, so if I was free to go there, theoretically, that would be quite interesting, quite random thing to go do. But I know that the actual games themselves, I'd be like, well, I'm just taking advantage of the loophole they haven't covered by not using the full errata we use, the Triwizard errata, and I'd just be using that. And that's a shame, because that then, consequently, kind of puts me off going to that event, doesn't it? As in terms of, I think, well, the games won't be as important to me in my head as they kind of should, because I'm doing something here. So it's like when we're going to the Triwiz on Saturday, that's not our event. We have to accept that, as in, like, take the thing.
It is what it is.
It reminds me of playing Fantasy Eighth, a couple of years back, where it'll always be about the comp system that the independent tournament of that you were attending was using.
Yeah.
Because it's a shame that I'm using the comp system of other ones, but you have to accept that is what it is. In this one, that broken combo is.
I just think even if it's like only 90% of what you want, that's more than enough, and you just accept
it
en masse.
It's really good.
Because it's there.
It's really good if I'm reading this, if I've read this correctly. This revolution set that Czechs have done does have everything we currently do in it.
Plus a bit more.
Doesn't
happy
it?
Days.
I mean, I can't see anything that we do that is...
Scouting, I didn't see anything.
Oh.
But let's not worry about scouting. Well, that's in the tournament pack.
But that's in the tournament pack. Yeah, and that can be our optional, like, thing we're giving.
Yeah, the scenario
back,
pack.
The scenario pack.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. So, anyway, that's it. You'll hear a lot of stuff on Saturday. They'll be released next Friday, and you'll hear how we got on and stuff, and how the poor leader Winter did with his cheesemongers.
Yeah,
I'm going to love the game when they tot it up and they go like, oh, I killed this and their damage this and then how many points? It's like, oh, 350 points. Like, oh my god, I killed like 10 units. Yeah, that's what he scored, mate. 350 points.
That's what he scored. Yeah, well, sadly so. I mean, like those.
It's like, I killed like 4 units of cavalry, that's 440 points. I win. I only killed 4 units. Ding, ding, ding. So I'll look forward to that.
Yeah,
so good. So if you want to contact us with the Facebook page or warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com. And that was Warmaster Podcast episode 39, New World Order.
So and say 40 will be us live casting about Triwiz.
Triwiz.
Hope it doesn't rain that hard, like, on the day in the car, so like they can hear us.
Oh, yeah, they are enjoyable, those ones. Oh, at least I get to hold the thing, because I'm normally driving.
Yeah, I'll be driving, yeah.
So that's good. Mm-hmm. Right, excellent. Right, have a nice week.
Yeah.
See you later.